Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There's not very many people that will sit there and just praise God when everything's going bad. And somebody said, well, why should I praise God when everything's going bad? Not because things are going bad, but because of what God's done for you and how much He loves you, and what is happening to you is nothing compared to all of the good things that God has already done for you. Again, people think I'm insensitive, and I wished I was more sensitive, but this is just the way it is. Amen. But when people come up and tell me how terrible everything is and they're just brokenhearted, the spirit of slap wants to come all over me. Like, what's the matter with you? Don't you know that Jesus loves you? Oh, yeah, I know that Jesus loves me, but I've got a pain in my little finger. Well, just cut it off. Get rid of the pain. Who cares? Oh, but my little finger is more important than God. It's more important than eternity. It's more important than the mansion that He's provided for me. It's more important than anything. I've got to get this hangman nail healed or I'll never rejoice again. Amen or oh me. And the sad thing is, this is so prevalent. Churches even embrace this and preach that this is the way you're supposed to be. And you're supposed to get down there and just wallow in the hurt and the pain along with everybody else. But Paul was saying, it's just a light affliction. It's just for a moment. Don't worry about it. We walk by faith, not by sight. Sad thing is, most people walk by sight, not by faith. You can get to where the Holy Spirit's love is so strong. You can build yourself up on your most holy faith and you can keep yourself in the love of God. If you don't feel the love of God, it's not His transmitter that's not sending. It's your receiver that's not receiving. So how do you get it to receive? Start speaking in tongues. Build up yourself on your most holy faith and that will keep you in the love of God. The Holy Spirit is sent to be the comforter is what it says 5 or 6 different times in John 14, 15, and 16. Let Him start comforting. Speak in tongues. Build yourself up. If you've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues, you got no excuse for not being encouraged. Now, there's reasons. Bad things happen. But if you were to use what you've got, you can build yourself up and keep yourself in the love of God. I don't care what happens.
Amen.
Amen or oh me. And I promise you, if you did that, it would cause faith to just rise on the inside of you. And you would be so happy. It's like when you don't have grief and sorrow and bitterness and hurt and pain, it makes you like Teflon. Nothing sticks. The devil can just throw things at you and they just bounce off. It just can't stick. This is a better way to live than what most people are living. I would recommend it. And the Holy Spirit is the one that sheds the love of God abroad in our life. You need the Holy Spirit. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need to receive it. And if you've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, use it. Let Him be the comforter. If you need to be comforted, if you just aren't absolutely overwhelmed with how much God loves you, it's not God that's not transmitting it, your receiver's not turned on. Turn it on. Start speaking in tongues and build yourself up and keep praying in tongues until, praise God, you get fired up. Well, I did it for 30 seconds and nothing happened. You know, I've prayed in tongues up to 17 hours without a break before. So, I would never do that. Well, it just depends how committed you are, how serious you are. If you're going to pray in tongues for 1 minute and say, God, I've got my favorite shows coming up in the next 5 minutes, and I'm going to pray in tongues. And if you can turn my life around and give me joy and peace and heal my body and prosper me in 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. Here we go. You aren't going to receive. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then verse 12 says, and you shall seek me, and you shall find, or maybe that's verse 13. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me, and you shall find me, when you shall search with all of your heart. Not part of it. Not just for the next 5 minutes, and if God comes through on your timetable, and if it's convenient, if it doesn't make you miss a meal, or if you don't, you know, you're going to go do whatever it is that you do, and God, if you can come through in 5 minutes, well then I'll receive. No, you have to seek with all of your heart. Here's another way of saying it: as long as you can live without knowing how much God loves you, you will. But when you get to where you say, God, it's not you that's not giving. It's my set that's not working, and I'm going to work on it until it gets fixed. I'm going to work on it until I start experiencing your love. And it doesn't matter if it's tonight or tomorrow, or if it takes me a week, or if it takes me a month, or if it takes me a year. If it takes a year for you to break through all your hardness of heart and get to where you understand how much God loves you, well, then what are you going to be doing for the next year anyway? If you don't put that effort into it, then you're just going to be one more year further away from it. You can't get there any quicker than starting right now. I'm telling you that God loves you. He loves you more than you have ever understood, more than I've ever understood. None of us have plumbed the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth of the love of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, and then in verse 19, and it says, and that you might know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. If you could experience God's love, which passes mere intellectual knowledge about it, then you will be filled with all the fullness of God. If you aren't filled with the fullness of God, you haven't experienced the love of God, because the love of God will cause you to be filled with the fullness of God. Healing, deliverance, joy, peace, prosperity, anything that you need comes from understanding how much God loves you. And once you understand that love, nothing can stop you. You know, a little baby, when they're in their father's arm, they don't sit there and say, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that they're going to feed me, that I'm going to get a bite when I'm 2 years old. And they don't manipulate and make their parents do things. But you know what? They just have this relationship. And a little kid comes running in and says, Mom, feed me. They don't fall down on the floor and, oh, I know I'm unworthy, and I know I didn't make my bed, and I know that I didn't clean up my room, and I know I haven't mowed the yard yet, and I know I'm not worthy of anything, but would you please give me a little crumb? You know, if I was in your house and your kid came in like that, I'd think, something's wrong with this person. How are they treating that kid? And yet that's what many of us do. Oh, God, I don't deserve anything. I'm so unworthy. I haven't been studying the Bible. I haven't prayed. Would you please just give me a crumb? I know I don't deserve to be healed of everything, but if you could just heal this one thing, I could probably survive with the rest of it. You know why people do that? Because they don't know how much God loves them. And you could have a relationship where you just, You trust God. You don't have to struggle to believe, because you know Him. You know how much He loves you. And a person that loves you as much as God loves us, it says in Romans chapter 8, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? All things. If you are struggling to receive, you are struggling to believe that God loves you. Let the Holy Spirit shed the love of God abroad in your heart. Understand how much God loves you. Let Him. It says in Psalms 35, verse 27, let God be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. You have to let God be magnified. He wants to bless you, but you have to let Him. He wants to show you how much He loves you, but you have to let Him. You have to encourage yourself, build yourself up on your most holy faith, and keep yourself in the love of God. And that is one of the greatest ministries of the Holy Spirit, is to just show you how much God loves you. You know, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you need to let Him do His work. Let Him glorify God. Let Him tell you how much He loves you. And He's going to use you to tell you how much He loves you. You're going to have to read it and then speak the word over yourself. You know, when I first experienced this, I would take scriptures that I am the righteousness of God. That as Jesus is, so am I. That Jesus said He sended me the same way that God the Father sent Him. And that He loved me as much as He loved Jesus. I would take those scriptures and I'd look in a mirror and point at myself, eyeball to eyeball, and say, "You're the righteousness of God. Jesus loves you. He doesn't see sin in your life. He sees you righteous and holy and pure." And when I first started saying those things, all the hair on the back of my head would stand up. And I'd think, "Oh God, don't strike me dead. I'm saying this because it's what Your Word says." But I felt so unworthy, and I felt like, how could I do this? But I saw it in the Word, and I intellectually knew it was true, but I didn't feel it. And I just started speaking it and ministering the Word to myself. There's some of you think, "Well, I would never do that. I just want God to tell me." God has told you in the Word. And if you want to hear it with your physical ears, you're probably going to have to speak it to yourself, because not very many people are going to tell you that God's a good God and that He loves you. They're going to tell you that God's angry and that He's ticked off, and because you haven't done everything right, you aren't going to receive. You're going to have to start ministering the Word to yourself. And your words about yourself affect you more than anybody else's words about you. When somebody else speaks bad about you, go to what God's Word says and speak what God says about you, that you're accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. I am accepted in the Beloved. "Well, I don't feel accepted." Well, then your feelings are wrong, because the Bible says you are accepted. I don't care whether you feel it or not. It's what the Word says. Quit exalting feelings to where it's an idol. What does the Word say about you? The Word says He so loved you that He gave His Son. If He put that kind of value on yourself, who are you to devalue yourself and say you aren't worthy? Who are you to talk about how sorry you are? You're exalting yourself above God. You need to humble yourself and say about yourself what God says about you. Amen? Is there anybody in here tonight who needs to receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues? Man, if you don't have this, you need the Holy Spirit in your life. We've already had over 150 people receive, but I know that there's new people here tonight. If you haven't received this baptism of the Holy Spirit, and if you don't speak in tongues, you need to receive that tonight. Is there anybody here that say, "That's me, I want you to pray for me"?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.